USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez after the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him. The complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some severe weather is expected to hit portions of the United States this week.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, in northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan, temperatures could reach sub-zero levels in the upper Midwest and around the Great Lakes, with wind chills that may drop at least 10 degrees below zero. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge announced Monday afternoon that he would dismiss former Governor Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, saying her legal team had failed to reach the high standard required for public figures to make their case. The New York Times legal team argued Palin had not shown that the paper or its former editorial page editor, James Bennett, had been motivated by actual malice. Mr. Bennett apologized for the simple mistake. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In January, the Biden administration's open border policy continued at crisis levels. Customs and Border Patrol are reporting over 150,000 illegal immigrants apprehended, and a guesstimated 50,000 are now in this country without any vetting whatsoever. Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin, one of the many lawmakers demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign, tells Newsmax what he thinks.
Well, what's happening is the Biden administration has just done away with all of the great policies that the Trump administration and implementing. And you cannot control our border without having what we call interior enforcement. That means that if someone comes in illegally, they've had their day in court, their case has been adjudicated, they have been ordered removed from the United States. That is called interior enforcement when you deport them. They have stopped doing that, virtually stopped it. I mean, it's down 70%. So that tells you that only the worst of the worst of the worst are being deported, and that's very, very few. And so as a consequence, we've got drugs, we've got human trafficking, we've got 100,000-plus overdoses and deaths of Americans, and we've got an incompetent president and a derelict Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.